Fifth parak of Ksilis Mishnah Dalet. A Makdish Ma'isi De Ishta. If a person says the proceeds of the work of my wife should be Hekdish, so there's room to say that takes effect because he has a schus to get the proceeds of her wife and that he's being Makdish. Even so, says the Mishnah, if she wants, she can continue working and keep the proceeds for herself. The Gemara says it's talking about a case where she said, I'm Moichel on this whole deal. Normally, the husband feeds the wife and he gets the proceeds of her work. She says, I don't want that deal. I don't want you to feed me and I want to give you the proceeds. And I'll feed myself from the proceeds of my work, from the wages of my work. Mela, if she says that, then he can't be Makdish for Ma'isi Dan because it doesn't belong to him. Hamoisa, if she made more than she needs to sustain herself for her food, so the halacha is that also goes to the husband in exchange for more kesef, he gives a small amount of expenditure money. Ramei says hektish. The Gemara says it's talking about a case where she did not say, I want to support myself and not be fed by you. Because once again, if she said that, he has no zchus on her ma'ise yodayim. So we're just saying a chiddush that in a case where he didn't say that, he can't be makdish not only the ma'ise yodayim, even the ma'ise yodayim. He says it's chulin. Why? Because the ma'ise, even if he has his chus to get it eventually, it's a dova shaloi bo la'olam, something that's not yet under his control, and therefore he cannot be makdish it. One cannot be makdish a dova shaloi bo la'olam.